Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Ask the experts about free fitting on all our kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The three main Irish banks are launching an instant mobile payments system in an effort to take on rival services like Revolut. The new offering, it's called Zip Pay. It'll be an in-app service available through the bank's existing mobile banking app, so you won't have to download anything new. Let's get more on this now. John Isle is with us, Deputy Business Editor with the Sunday Times. Hello, John.
Good morning, Claire.
So this is something that has been coming for a while. There was an attempt to launch something a couple of years ago. That didn't work, but they're ready to go now, are they?
It certainly looks like that. And what they've done is they've backed off a more comprehensive kind of app-based system that would sort of sit separate to their regular apps. So if you're an AIB, Bank of Ireland, PTSB customer, presumably you have an app to access your accounts and make payments and do changes and so forth. This new Zip Pay is going to sit inside those apps. So it's a little bit simpler, and I think it will meet the customers exactly where they are rather than trying to convince them to convert to another app. So in that sense, it is a bit more of an interesting competitive threat to Revolut than the last thing they were going to try, which was going to be called Sync Payments. It was abandoned 2 years ago after being in the works for some time, and they just decided that the cost really wasn't worth what they expected to get out of it. But this is, I think, a more interesting approach to solving the same problem.
And when will it be available, ready for use?
So they're looking at it in early 2026. There's no specificity beyond that. So I think they maybe don't want to get tied down to a specific launch date. But what's going to happen is that this Zip Pay functionality will appear in the bank app that you already have on your phone. So you won't have to do anything new. And that mm-hmm. makes it a little bit easier, I think, for adoption. And essentially, the functionality is going to allow you to send money, request money from others, and to also split payments, for instance, if you're out at a restaurant or something like that.
Okay.
And the important part of it, though, is that anybody with an IBAN, that is the special banking code that everybody has with an account, will have access to this through their bank. But it will send the payments via contacts rather than having to type out a long string of numbers to make the payments happen. And the payments will be instantaneous rather than waiting a day or two, which is what you have now.
So if I owe you a tenner, I just find your if you're in my contacts on my phone, I can pay you even if you're not in the same bank as me.
Exactly. So it's a lot smoother than the current payments infrastructure, which is really quite ancient and a little bit more difficult to manage. You know, you have to fill out a lot of fields.
Yeah. I mean, you could say, and people are already saying they're just too late to the party here, but if you're using Revolut, you're often having to transfer money from your bank account into Revolut to make that instant payment. So this is attractive because you can just do that directly from your current account.
Yeah, you make a good point, Claire. Now, Revolut has incredible penetration in the market. They have over 3 million users in Ireland alone, and a population of just over 5 million. That's pretty incredible. So Revolut does have that first mover advantage. They've tied up a lot of people, and they're really synonymous with digital payments. That's what they are, right? But the banks also have millions of customers, 5 million, in fact, and they have the products like mortgages and so forth that customers really need. So they know that people have to keep interacting with banks. You're keeping your current account in your bank usually. You maybe have a savings account, you maybe have a credit card. So you're interacting with the bank a lot. And if you have this service on top of what you already do with the bank, it might be simpler to just start using that for person-to-person payments. However, Revolut has also added IBANs, and you can have your salary paid into Revolut now as well. So they're at that at the party with the banks on that. And I think you might see them respond to this by doing a big push and getting people to sign up to have more money kept in the Revolut account instead of it just being used for payments occasionally that you top up from your regular bank account.
And this is about recruiting the young, isn't it, as well? I mean, Revolut have done a great job of getting the very young users, haven't they?
Exactly, yeah. And they've allowed people, a lot of teenagers use it, of course, and those are the banking customers of the future. So Revolut really has been playing a long game and getting people used to the functionality of their app, and then they kind of add services as they go along. And they are planning on piloting mortgages here in Ireland, and they're spreading their infrastructure across Europe. They have their sights on the United States. They have a lot of money behind them as well. So they are a real competitive threat. And that bit about the young people, they really have accustomed young people to using the app. But one interesting thing here is that for child protection reasons, it's not always possible to send money to young users, right? They might be able to make payments out but not receive payments for child protection reasons. And it's unclear exactly how ZipPay is going to handle this because different banks have different rules about making apps available to under 18s who happen to have bank accounts. So it'll be interesting to see how they handle that.
Because with Revolut, the child can be six and you can set up the
account.
Yeah,
as young as six, right. And I'm not sure I've ever met a six-year-old with a Revolut account, but by locking in people at an age like that, it just becomes the thing that you use, like Instagram or WhatsApp, another app like that. Whereas the banks don't have that same cachet with youth, I think. And they're seen as just not as trendy, but also less functional in the digital space. And I do think that's fair. Like the Revolut app is much slicker to use. It's a lot more intuitive than the banking apps. And, the banks are leaning on their kind of legacy technology that they've built up over decades. And it's not always as easy to do that kind of a project as it is for Revolut, which is really starting from a green field and they built the technology from scratch.
So you could say, or you could predict, that it'll be the older customers really who might just move quite easily into this ZipPay space, but the younger ones are Revolut natives. They're captives.
They are for the moment. I mean, the real test for Revolut will be if those young people who are teenagers now going through college, graduate to a full Revolut bank account, right, and do their current account banking or do their savings through Revolut rather than, say, going like their parents did to Bank of Ireland, to AIB and PTSB to open up a proper account, right? So that's the hump that Revolut has to get over. Whereas the banks, on the other hand, need to show that they have the functionality, the wherewithal, and the durability, really, because banking apps tend to fall over quite a lot. Like they have a lot of technical problems. And if they can solve those, they might be at the races. But, to be honest, I think from the bank's point of view, what they really need is to demonstrate the functionality. That's the main thing. Oh, we have this service too. Mm-hmm. It's not that anyone's expecting to make money out of payments. It's just the most basic sort of service you have to have now to compete with new digital competition. And just one interesting thing about this that's in the stories this morning is that this ZipPay is going to be non-proprietary. So it's not owned just by the three main banks. In fact, it'll be opened up to any financial services provider in the market that issues IBANs to their customers. So Revolut can be a part of this if they wanted to, or the Spanish bank Inter, which runs Avant Money, the mortgage lender, could do this as well. So you might see others begin to join this kind of payments network as a way of integrating more into the Irish banking market. Okay. So it could open up the market to even more competition. So I think it's multifaceted in terms of the challenge to Revolut, and also in terms of the network effects that the banks might begin to enjoy if this really takes off.
Well, John, I'm sure you'll agree, and lots of other parents too, it's just great to have another way to allow your children to have more of your money, right?
Yes, I'm looking forward to all of my money being siphoned out through this new channel.
Exactly.
Yes.
John, thanks so much. John Isle there from the Sunday Times. Later on this morning, the missing New Zealand fugitive Tom Phillips, who we have been speaking about a lot recently on the programme, has been shot dead in the last couple of hours. We'll bring you the latest on that just after 11 o'clock. Also, the BBC went undercover to expose how unscrupulous drug dealers are selling vapes laced with the dangerous drug spice to unwitting school children. We first came across this story on Friday. We're finding out more with the BBC reporter who uncovered it. That's coming next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.